We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreiber. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you. Here we are again. We being two versus two. The first two, John Amis and Frank Muir. The second two, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. Right. We begin. John Amis. Two very different pieces of music. What have they in common? Here's the first of them.
By the fountains of Rome, we were dreaming. By the fountains of Rome, you were mine.
And the second? In common, John.
They were both written by Béla Bartók.
Béla Bartók.
By the fountains of Rome.
Another what?
Both composed by the same person, born in Budapest in 1905, so you weren't far wrong with Bartók, were you?
Well, somebody like Miklós Rózsa or...
No.
It would be Matthias Schreiber.
Matthias Schreiber is right. He wrote The Fountains of Rome, which Verlin was singing there, and that Quartetto Lirico, the second movement we heard there.
Ah.
It's a difficult question. I think he got the mark, don't you?
Yeah.
I thought you would. Right. Matthias Schreiber, the composer of both, and I will be indulgent to the other side if the time...
I always remember him giving a talk on jazz to a very learned conference of musicologists from all over the world. And he said, jazz is very, very simple, really. It is of two sorts. It is either swingy or corny.
I like that. There's a great deal of truth, yes. Frank, for you, something that I think is utterly beautiful. Great controversy rages among musical scholars as to who composed this. The question to you, Frank, is, who do I think was the composer?
Either Mozart or Ivan Avello.
Why would I think that was by... Well,
you didn't ask me that.
No, I didn't, did I? No, you've got the answer.
Mozart, I think.
Yeah, I think it's by Mozart.
I think it's by Mozart. Yes. Or Jeremiah Clarke. Clark,
yes. However much the authorities may argue about that, Concerto No. 7 in D major, Josef Suk was the soloist. I've been looking forward to telling you about a letter I had from Martin May of Formby in Liverpool, who went to a 1937 concert at the Holdsworth Hall in Manchester, where Ida Kersey, remember her, John, violinist,
yes,
was playing a Mozart violin concerto. Can I just read you from Mr. May's letter? At one point during the last movement, the conductor swept up his left arm and hit Ida Kersey's fiddle, knocking it right out of her hand. It landed on the timpani at the back of the orchestra. The orchestra stopped playing in a ragged sort of way, and Ida just stood there wondering what had hit her. I didn't see the conductor's face, only his neck growing redder and redder. Eventually, the timpani chap passed the fiddle back via the first violin. Ida Kersey tuned it again, picked up the bar at the interrupted place, and finished the concerto. I suppose the whole affair didn't last more than 20 seconds. But he says, every time I see a violin concerto, I think, for Pete's sake, soloist, keep your distance.
She was a very lovely lady, and I must say that she always called herself Ida.
Ida Kersey. Sorry,
yes.
Ida Kersey, perhaps.
Just in case there are many,
you.
Many people,
yes, who
have
saved me a 50 letters. Mm. Thank you very much. And thank you to Martin May for that letter. Ian, what begins like this? I want you to tell me the gospel truth, and afterwards I shall look and see if you have gained a mark.
Well, you've been very kind, haven't you,
fairly
Steve,
kind.
With your knowing that oratorio is perhaps not the strongest card in my hand. You mentioned a mark and a Luke.
Yes.
Which leaves me with an even money bet. Well, it doesn't actually, because I know how the Matthew Passion begins. Yes. So that must be John, St. John.
Yes,
Passion.
Your own name, Ian equals John. Yes, the J.S. Bach's St. John Passion, the opening thereof. You have the mark too. Dennis, your question. Which fairy does this remind you of?
It actually, I mean, it doesn't remind me of anything, because the only fairy I know in classical music is the sugar plum fairy.
Got it, yes.
What it reminds me of, actually, is the army, because it used to be the favourite...
You didn't march to it, did you?
No, but every troop show, well, in the Air Force, every troop show used to bag ballet skirts and get the burliest blokes you could to dance to that. That's and that right. was a cert 4 minutes. You know.
That's right. Let's try another round. John, what have they in common? Tenement Symphony, Autumn Concerto, the Bayer Tapestry, a Jew's harp, and a barrel organ.
Is it Jew's harp, actually, isn't it?
It's really no, it isn't.
No, it's Jew's harp.
The Bayer Tapestry has no... not an instrument.
I'm going to have to tell you, I think. They're all misnomers. Tenement Symphony is not a symphony. Autumn Concerto is not a concerto. The Bayer Tapestry is not tapestry, but an embroidery. Jew's harp is not a harp, and the barrel organ is not an organ. Let us continue. Frank, I quote, geranium, lychnis, rose arrayed, the windows all wide open thrown, while someone in the study played the wedding march of Mendelssohn. The poet who wrote those lines, Frank, published a famous book in praise of married love. He was himself married 3 times, to prove his point. A friend of Tennyson and Ruskin. He sounds like a Midlander. Who was he?
George A. Birmingham.
George A.
Birmingham, yeah.
Coventry...
That's it.
Coventry Patmore.
Coventry Patmore was the poet who wrote those lines. Quite right.
Well, he ought to be ashamed of himself.
Yeah. Ian, another quotation. They just sing, said the doctor with disgust. Sing and blow down wind instruments of plated silver. Who do and who said so? And Dennis is writing a name down.
So I was going to say, it sounds like somebody being very condescending about brass bands and choirs.
Well, a very funny and condescending writer, actually.
Dr. Fagan.
Well, who actually wrote the remark?
Well, Evelyn Waugh.
Evelyn Waugh, yes.
Sports Day, declined.
Right. The people who just sing and blow down wind instruments are the...
Welsh.
The Welsh, that's right. Mm. It was in Decline and Fall. That's right, Evelyn Waugh. Dennis, again, I quote... Above the wail of the chimp and snipe, you may hear the squeak of his plaintive pipe. Whose plaintive pipe?
I don't know. Is it Pan or something?
No. The quotation goes on, this is the hour when forth he goes, the dong with the luminous nose.
Oh.
It's Edward Lear.
I don't like Edward Lear.
Right, I'll move on. Debussy begins, and Dvorak ends, the piano medley, which I now inflict upon John and Frank. That's the first 4 titles for them, and Ian and Dennis, from whom I want the second 4 titles. So, pens and paper out, and here's my piano medley. Right, first 4 titles, perhaps. John, the first one?
I think that's called something like La Plus Collante.
La Plus Collante, by Debussy, yes, that's right. Then came
I know it like the back of my hand, but like the back of my hand, it has no particular name.
It's from Chidi Bidi Bin, but it's a rather middly sort of bit.
Oh, you didn't get to that bit, did you?
No, I didn't. No. Then came a yum.
That's the Wolf Ferrari, Jewels of the Madonna.
Yes, intermezzo from the Jewels of Madonna. Yes. And the next one.
Fly me to the moon.
That's three half marks, 1.5 out of 2 for your side. And then over to Ian and Dennis. Dennis, I think.
Missouri Waltz.
Yes, that's right. Then?
Then what the Americans call charade.
Yes.
And we call charade.
That's right. Then?
Then you move to Ian? Or is it...
No. I'll play the piano.
Oh, yes. Over and over.
Yes. Little help, but you got it. And the last one...
The only one I could contribute to is the Slavonic dance.
Ah. Well done, yeah. Do you have a number?
No, I don't.
If I'd played it in octaves...
But you did mention Dvorak at the beginning.
If I'd played it in octaves, would you have got it? Would you have got the number?
Octaves.
Number 8.
Yes. All right, give you that. That's 2 marks.
You will admit, Steve, that I do take a hint.
Yeah, you do. You take a nice, neat hint. Right. John, right at the beginning of this next round, a first question to you. Where have you heard this particular chord before?
On the guitar.
Yeah. They're the tuning notes, the open strings of the guitar. Right, Frank and Dennis, will you please write down the notes that the guitar is tuned to? I'll give you the names. E, A, D, G, B, E.
Edgware.
I'll come back to you in a moment for a mnemonic based on those letters. E, A, D, G, B, E. You'll be thinking about it. Meanwhile, Ian.
Oh.
Ian, you know what a fret saw is?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Good.
Yes. I had one when I was a little boy.
I'm glad, but it's nothing to do with the question at all.
Oh.
Well, Ian, the words fret and saw are important in the world of guitarists. Can you explain?
Well, I can. Yes, I can. I think because fret was quite important in my world when I played the banjolele.
That's right.
Because there was the little bits of metal on the top part of it where you put your fingers.
Yes,
which is not a very good explanation.
They indicate the finger positions, don't they? These
that's
cross
better,
bars.
That's better. That's indicate right. The finger position. Yes.
How about saw?
Saw, presumably with an R on the end as opposed to S-A-W.
Yes, that's right.
It was a famous composer for
that's
the
right.
guitar.
That's a great player and composer, Fernando Saw. That's right. Back now to Frank and Dennis for a phrase like... Every good boy deserves favour, one of those. For the notes, on the lines of guitarists remembering their notes. E-A-D-G-B-E, a mnemonic. Frank, any luck?
Yes. Eating artichokes discharges gas by eructation.
Wonderfully memorable. Yes. Dennis, anything from you?
I can give a choice of two. I haven't checked the second one. Expense account drinking generally bluffs employers.
That's what EA does for you. Yes, go on.
Eventually at dusk, girls become excitable.
Let's turn to some groups, pop groups. John, listen. John, Flowers, Monkman, Peak and Fry, who's missing?
Is it John Williams?
Yes, you got it for your side. John Williams. The group is called Frank...
Sky.
Sky, that's right. They're
that's
the other...
what I wasn't going to say.
Oh, but you...
Well, that's why you have me.
That's right.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, but you're not having much use, are you?
Not a...
No.
Not a lot.
No. No.
Not a lot.
Well, Frank, here's yours.
That's Frank
Brooker, Rowyer, Fisher, Knights, and Harrison, alias...
Oh, it's Procol Harum, man, isn't it?
It's your actual, yes, yeah. The Procol Harum. That's about in 1967. Do you remember the title of the piece, just for interest?
A paler shade of white,
yeah,
or
a whiter shade of pale, yes.
Or a pale
colour. To save everybody a lot of postage, when they write and ask me which piece by Bach that's adapted from, it's not. It's original, it's not by Bach, as far as I know. Ian, you're a man who keeps abreast of the scene. Try this.
So
Ian, I require a palindromic reply.
Yes. I did. For once, I don't even need that. Yeah. Abba.
Abba, yes. Dennis, for you, this. There is two or three Wilsons, a Jardine and some Love. Can you see your
Wilson.
Way to naming them?
There were Wilsons in the Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys is right. It was the Beach Boys' pet sounds.
Mm. Steve, I just realised that ABBA is French for down with.
It is, yes.
ABBA les Aristos.
Yes. I'll quote you just a word or two, and you tell me, please, the name of the song from which it comes. It's amazing how many song lyrics one knows off by heart. John... Isinglass Curtains. What's that from? Isinglass Curtains.
Oak?
Oak.
another French word. Help the up. Definite article. Feminine.
Oakla.
Yes.
Yes.
Homer.
Greek poet. Sorry with the fringe on top.
Yes, that's the one. We got to it, folks. We got to it. Yes. Sorry with the fringe on top it comes from. Frank, who is a gentleman, a scholar, and an acrobat?
Lord Byron.
what with those feet? No, he's a gentleman, a scholar, he's an acrobat. And here he
has
is.
Has it got a tune?
Yes, it has got. I wasn't doing very well.
I'm sorry, I can't help you there, Steve.
He's the one and only the Pink Panther. He's a gentleman, a scholar, and an acrobat. He is the Pink Panther.
I didn't realise it.
No
words.
Marks to
Do you know Dennis's son? Dennis's grandson, Jamie, had a joke. He said, he's two, and his joke was, who wrote the song about dead ants? And the answer is the Pink Panther. Dead ant, dead ant, dead ant, dead ant, dead ant, dead ant. Following in grandfather's footsteps.
Yes. Yeah, there he is. Ian, you don't get the mark, I'm afraid, though it's a nice story. Ian, I quote again. From which song? Tweet, tweet.
Oh, I lift up my finger and I say, tweet, tweet, shush, shush, now, come, come.
Absolutely right, yes. Dennis.
Leslie Cerrone.
Yes. Mm. Dennis, tweet, tweet, tweet.
Inflation. Leslie.
It's an inflationary song, yes.
Tweet, tweet, tweet. Yes, oh, wait. When my
That's
sugar
it.
Walks down the street, all the little birdies go, tweet, 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 tweet.
When my sugar walks down the street, yes, well well remembered. As
you have to keep saying it
fellow
in
German
rhythms.
Yeah. The letter I cues in the four final songs, beginning with Frank's, or it's Frank's now anyway, in a shady nook.
In a shady nook. By a babbling brook, mid the flowers, I spend hours every day. That old shady nook, I the babbling brook, is my memory book since you're away. I can hear the strain of the birds' refrain,
But it's not the same since we're apart. In a shady nook by a babbling brook, that's where I fell in love with you.
Yes, same key, Fairest Isle. Music by Purcell, voice by Amis. Right, there's a note.
Fairest Isle, of isles excelling, seat of pleasures and of loves. Venus here will choose her dwelling, forsake the Cyprian groves. Cupid from his favorite nation, care and envy will remove. Jealousy that poisons passion and despair,
weren't even in the bar.
Dennis has one of those highly affecting songs, this one dating from 1924. I don't care what you used to be.
Oh, yes, powerful statement, this. I don't care what you used to be. I know what you are today. If you love me as I love you, who cares what the world will say? I was no angel in days gone by. You asked no questions, so why should I? I don't care what you used to weigh. I know what you weigh today.
Near enough, yeah. Looking at the music of Flanders and Swann's song called In the Bath, I was delighted to see that it's marked warmly flowing. Ian, your turn.
It's a plug number.
A plug number, yeah.
Oh, I find much simple pleasure when I've had a tiring day in the bath, in the bath, where the sound of gentle sponging seems to blend with my top eight. In the bath, to the skirl of pipes vibrating in the boiler room below, I sing a potpourri of all the songs I used to know, and the water thunders in and gurgles down the overflow. In the bath, then there comes that dreadful moment when the water's running cold. In the bath, when the soap is lost forever and one's feeling tired and old. In the bath, it's time to pull the plug out, time to mop the bathroom floor. The towel is in the cupboard, and the cupboard is next door. It started running hot, let's have another hour or more. In the bath,
leaving us to wallow in the final score, which shows a victory for Dennis Norden and Ian Wallace. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Tony Schreiber.